Pulse 2, Match Day Live. 90 minutes in 90 seconds.
Clark keeps possession, now he does find Iwula in behind the Millwall defence, inside the box, he drills it across the 6-yard line and it's put behind for a City corner. No one could get in there quick enough and City carve out the first real chance of the match. They're in the box again here, City. Meredith with a cross, Martin, and then Nicky Law with a header and a great save from Jordan Archer. Martin only half cleared it, Nicky Law was arriving on the scene, he bullets a header, it looked like it was going in the corner, and Jordan Archer makes a great save diving to his right. Wild in field, he goes past Mancelo, he's into the area here for Millwall, plays it across, surely a chance here for Thompson, drills a shot in, it's blocked brilliantly by Meredith. Still alive though here for Millwall. Worrell has a long range effort, it's on target, and the first real sign of danger from Millwall that we've seen in terms of team play.
Marshall down the right, he's got Clark in the middle, still Marshall goes for goal, oh he's got it, it's an own goal, the keeper bombed it away straight into the path of the defender, it's turned in by Byron Webster. Marshall is going to claim it though, and if anybody deserved a goal for something like that, it was Mark Marshall. That was quite brilliant, that is forcing an own goal. Millwall 0, City 1. Worrell sends the ball into the middle, that's a good ball, oh what a save that is, magnificent header goalwards. That was going in from Sean Williams, and a quite brilliant save by Colin Doyle to keep City in the lead as we go into 1 minute of stoppage time. Millwall with their first corner.
Steve Morrison plays it in towards the near post. Knight Percival's deflected it towards his own goal. Doyle's under a bit of pressure, should be the equaliser, it's blocked somehow on the line. Doyle and two City players throwing themselves at that. Vancelos here heads it easily away, but it comes out and the shot comes in for Martin, and he gets the equalising goal, and he's had a bit of a torrid afternoon defensively against Martin Marshall, but offensively he's smashed in the equaliser from the edge of the box into the bottom corner. No chance for Doyle, and Millwall a level, it's 1-1. Williams, who strikes it, might come to O'Brien, excellent last ditch challenge from Knight Percival. It's still alive here with Worrell, plays it in, Doyle should get there, he's dropped it, oh and he's got it back into his arms from Steve Morrison, he can't turn it home.
Worrell still has it, clips it in, left footed chance, it's headed wide by the substitute on Odinma, but it was a good chance by Millwall, and all created by him pushing and harrying, and Devine was eased off the ball. Plays it forward down the right flank, and will it come to Onyedimna? Onyedimna just inside the area, what a challenge by Stephen Darby, puts it behind for a corner kick. Well, that's twice now that Stephen Darby has blocked certain goals. That is the tackle of the game. Oh, he's played the ball straight into his own area. Vancelo, oh, he can't get the shot in. Moraes, Nicky Law to win it. Nicky Law to win it. Oh, it's off the inside of the post and caught by the goalkeeper. That is quite unbelievable, because that is 4 minutes of stoppage time played. How did that not go in? That is unbelievable. Meanwhile, at the other end, a chance for Millwall. Referee looks at his watch, looks at his watch again. 4 minutes is up. There will be no more. It finishes at the Den. Millwall 1, Bradford City 1.